Mich noch an darf in seinem Base, in Kostan Base, bin ich an der Meister. Ich hab Kiva und mich discussed about the total Xamen. And he went to a shuk shot above him, Isaac for Xamen. Or she has a marker, her or a son. The lot is, we make all. Because we're showing the hokel by Xamen. The moment we examined the Meister, the Kiva, the Isha went to a Kiva. And found a kesem, so Kiva asked, do you have a marker? She said, yeah. For the heel, says, is it possible that it Echnami Shaykh to the Skalo to be undone? Says, yes. He said, therefore, you tell you the Talmidim when the Stoimim were Maisa wise to bring down a Pasuk down below Kesem, and therefore, we're Shaymu Lahokal. So, one shot before we get to the Lalocha is that who should ask Shaylos to the Rav? Should the Isha go, like the Maisa of Akiva, the Isha went to ask a Shaylo? Or the Maisa, the husband's going, the husband should ask the Shaylo? Who is the one to be Isaac and asking the Shaylos to the Rav? So first, there are different truths about it. They start off from our Mishnah. They see, first of all, should an Isha go or not? The Maisa Mishnah says, who went to a Kiva? The Maisa, the Isha went. And Klo Avada, she's Nemon. There's a sugya earlier called Bei Vav, I think, or Bei Zayin. The Isha Avada has Nemonis. If she says she went to the Rav, and the Rav says she is Tar, is Tar. Even if her friend contradicts her and says the Rav said Fakert, the Maisa, she has a Nemonis. For Safrullah, the Maisa, circle of life, she is Nemon. That's Klo, she's Nemon. Whatever the Rav says, she's Nemon. Don't need to aid him, she's Neman. Now once she's Neman, who the Maisha should ask the Rav? So again, we have from Kiva in our Mishnah, the being down the Gemara and Brachas and Davdalid, by Dovah Melech, the Galus of Dovah Melech, who is Isaac Vedom, Kalayoyim, says Rashi, why is Isaac Vedom? Shanoshim Maris Loi Dam Nida. The women came and showed them Dam Nida. They point out, why is Rashi saying who brought the Maris, the Ish, the Isha, what's the point? The Maisha, the Noshim brought it, the Noshim were Isaac with it. To bring down another Gemara, brought down a lacha also by a sumo. A sumo, what happened? She checks herself and she gives it to her friend, for her friend to decide what the lacha is. Tira lechaverto, to her friend. She's married, she has a husband. Why is she not showing it to her husband for? Why in Shulchan Aruch says she shows it to her friend? Does not say that he's blind also. The Maisa, why are you showing it to your friend? So bring down, like Gandhi Rama says you show it to your husband. But Maisa, the circle of the Gemara says you show it to your friend. That you can show it to a friend, the Isha's Nemon, or your friend's Nemon, Navada Nemon, Navada you show it to your friend. So we see Klal, Navada, the Nemon, and then Holga seem to be, they bring down numerous Gemaras, they bring down he Issa that went to the Rav, and the Rav said Kacha, 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 and all these give and takes between a rep, between the Isha and between the Rav. So Navada the Nemon, and Navada that seem to be the Holga, if you look in the Svarim, there seems to be that Hogan the Doris, that the Isha went, if you even go to the Badats now, they have two different doors, one for Ish, one for Isha, and they rotate, and then they say over in Meshom and other areas in the Badats, the Maisa, that's how it goes, women the Maisa go, they take care of the Indian by themselves, it's for Safullah, the Indian Nida is one, their mitzvahs, it's their chais, that they take care of them themselves. Oh, now the Shalva, what's better? Avada Nemon, Avada Swartz, and Hogu was the Doris, the Debatina is a Truva, he says, that was, as far as he remembers, Debatina writes that his Zayda, the Maisa, that Hogu was, all the Noshim went themselves to the Sirov, the Maisa, the husbands did not go. Now the Maisa's question is, that's not Aaron Hogu. First, what's the reason to be Machmer, what's the Stodim, and why the Maisa were not knowing that way? So first, the Mishnah, we'll get to the Svaras, we'll discuss it, and we'll see. First, Menashe Klein, the Mishnah Alochas, he has shuv, he has an chelches. He starts off saying it's osir for the husband to see it and osir for the husband to go to the Rav. Fine, he starts off that way, he ends off that way, in between he has kamarayas to it. The story says good tainas. What happened exactly? The Yishlaim first goes to go to his tainas. One story says, my says, Gurim here, you take your tachtoinim, you show it to your husband, especially he says, if she, your osir, there's a lochin kuf tzadakei by a chokis, that not supposed to be Margul and Dibur or Kalas Roish. Here you're discussing Badikas, Myris, you're showing your big dates of volume to your husband, what exactly what to do. The Chashash of Gorim here, he said, Pshap Pishon Rishonino, you just got married, first month, second month. Right away, the women don't go and later on it's switched. What happened, you get married, she's embarrassed. Right away, she asks her husband to please take care of it, to not go to her mother, hopefully. The Myris, she goes to her husband. The Myris, talking about, even Shon Rishonino people, the first couple of months of marriage, the Myris, the Chashash of here, I get older, grow up, fine, hopefully we grow up. But my self called self is a bayam of a issa deraisa la place. Shmatim oitim nash sheichem. The gram here, even not yotzi zer levatol. The meister issa mitad itself over here. That's one shaili says one bayam. second bayal, he gets involved with his a second issue of shloitas gana al bailo, that the numerous gemaras about it, kiddur, were even let a kala after the first 3 days of marriage, a yom kippur to wash your face, why is it gana al bailo? The mata kishu, which is a nido. What?
And those stories of Fugus.
No, no.
Is it going to be
Garm?
Is it
going to
be
Garm? No. If I'm maybe not, both. For my sake, you go show your. Think about it. If a person. Oisik and Myers. I sometimes bring home Myers to show my wife. She doesn't want to see. It's disgusting to me. It's like, guys, not Oisik and Myers. You try to show him a Myers. It's disgusting, right? Like, get away from me. What is that? Anyone's not. It's not too shimush. Stays away from Myers. Right? You try to show it to me. It's like, you know what that is? So for maybe yom, that's meos. It's without avonah to it. Lamaisa avada, it's meos to him. A wife shows big eitzav on him. There's also a room. There's two things to it. Not to human obey. The Gemara says isha is molei tzoya, molei dam. Fine, and kol moed v'acharov. So fine, it's meos. He got to bring down this Gemara with Menashe Klein. 100 meos. This gana al baila, and also you moed v'acharov. There's both theories. It's not to you. That's how people work. There's the logic and there's emotion. One's a logic, it's meos. One's emotion. Maisa kol moed v'acharov. So Maisa, it's not a steal. Maisa, that's how people seem to work. And you try to show someone a mara, he turns off by it. But Maisa, so it comes up. It could be the zero. That's a second baya. So Maisa, again, the other problem, loitis gana bailo, especially you start showing these different, tachtoinim, that's the different excretion. Sometimes Mary climb inside, sometimes good. It just doesn't look nice. You don't want to look your own underwear, you want to look at someone else's underwear. It is the mice, if you think about Balabatish. It's Mias. And he goes on explaining why exactly. It's Mias from Evan Yovin. It's Mias in the logic. So that's the second bayah. Then he gets involved. Also, Stamazoi, if a husband comes to go ask, it's the big problem that usually after the Rav has to ask, do you have a gosha, no gosha, do you have a tliya, what were you asking today, what are you doing? The Rav is not there to ask the isha. Usually ask the husband, he's like, I don't know. Like, what in the world should he know? The husband usually tries to prep himself beforehand to ask the isha beforehand. A lot of times he has no idea what he's asking beforehand, especially he's just newly married. Even after a while he gets used to it, there's always the more tliyas and more shailas. If she's pregnant or not, sometimes you have to go to the doctor, sometimes you have to go to the dekis, sometimes there's more to get involved, and the husband goes without the isha, without the wife, or she's not there, what happens? Sometimes, and the Rav ends up being machmer, or sometimes being mekel, depends who it is, and Maisa, neither one should be done. She should be there, and she get to clear out one exactly what the case is. There's a gosher, is there a tliya, is there another problem going on over here? And sometimes she's just embarrassed to tell her husband, Maka, not a Maka, you have to know his Kimmel Yom. Sometimes he just doesn't know. So for these reasons, come over to Nachshon Klein, and he ends off that it's also to show it to him, Mitzad Hiru, and Mitzad Slot Skana Bailo, and therefore she has a chid to go show herself. Maisin, that's not Hanogum. Nachshon Klein got to write some tshuva, he spoke to the Devotina about it, they both have tshuvas about it, they spoke to each other. But the Matina with the same Marmakimis ends off not does not come out that way. He says Lamaisa, that was an Hokka, Lamaisa we don't do it that way. That's all he says. One comes out with a psak, also Gomorrah, one comes out Lamaisa we're not an Ayan Hokka. Lamaisa, why first defend why it's not Ayan Hokka? What happened? So not to defend, at least explain what happened with Matzias. First as they bring themselves bring down, because Manania seems to be a busha to go to Rav. Now, as before starts off a safer, everyone has to get a Rav. Try to explain to him it's not a busha, the Rav said to help you out, it's something he's used to, should not be embarrassed. But circle say if that's how you should feel. But the Maisa Noshim don't feel that way. Now why exactly is a busha more now than then? Say for two different reasons. One is some just to go to Rav in those days, it seems that if you read the tshuvas, they always seem to go to Rav because they had a chicken shayla and the possible chalva shayla. Usually the sons were in yeshiva, the husband was learning, you have to have supper ready for night. So who went to Rav? Anyway, the isha went to Rav holding a popek or something part of the chicken to ask the Rav a shaylo or bas b'chol. Anyway, she seemed to have a sheiches to the Rav. So, what else do you show? Also, Agav, you show Badika's Mara. One point is she seemed to have a sheiches to the Rav. She wasn't embarrassed asking questions. Now it seemed to have no sheiches to the Rav. Anytime you have a shaylo, you call up on the phone. The phone makes a distance between one to another. You have no sheiches to the Rav. Or your husband calls and usually you yourself don't call. Therefore, it creates a distance. Therefore, she gets more embarrassed. One point. On second of all, usually, why for her to go to Rav, in the olden times, your friend saw you go to Rav, why are you going? Get a bunch of shailas. If anyone sees now her friend going to Rav, there's only one reason why she's going to Rav. Either she has shalom bias problems, or it matters. She gets very embarrassed going to Rav. There's no other reason to go to Rav, as Manenu. So she is embarrassed when it's not a friend, and the Rebbetzin sees her, and like, the Rebbetzin is like, why are you here? Like, can't say chicken problem. Like, what do you mean chicken problem? You have nothing else. Either Myers, shalom bias. Those are the only two reasons, problems you have. Therefore, for that reason, also came out, it turns out to be a busha. That's how, why he turned around, they point out. The second thing they point out, that Vecina himself writes it, or God spoke to someone out of the bubble to see if it's so, that it seems to be there's a communication gap. That the Vecina writes, I speak Yiddish. All the Medrash and Oshim seem to have, they speak English. They understand Yiddish. You start asking them questions and pleas of that and this. They help to understand you, and they try to answer back. And you do understand them, they're not sure you understand them. And the communication gap, they don't want to speak to the Rav, they don't want to get involved with the Rav, they don't want to shaykh to the Rav. They just don't feel they're in the same wavelength or same havana, and therefore they don't seem to go and ask the Rav. I asked an Altabov, she said, when I first came to America, I said, I never went to Rav Moshal my whole life. I said, you never went? So I'm not Altaheim, I never went to my husband, because don't bring it to your husband. Altaheim is always given. Me, myself, to go to the Rav, a communication gap. I didn't want to speak to him. So I said, what did you do? I said, I was always machmer. Always machmer. Now, I got another person, she wasn't always machmer. But it brings the problems that, first of all, either you always machmer, or you always make, or you have no idea what you're doing. Don't know the circular. Now, they also bring down these tshuvas. What happens, you go ask Yechaver. You ask Yechaver, she doesn't know anything either. Don't ask Yechaver. She has no sheikhs. They're talking about the Yisurim Koris over here, sometimes they're abundance. Fine, they're talking about the Yisurim over here. So it comes out that, again, they didn't go to Rav's communication, and it links to Chumras or Kulas, and it's a big problem. Now, again, so these are the problems. So what really a person should do, as halacha, and hog is the mice the husbands go, for a very simple reason, it's much easier for us, much more we can relate to them. We're in yeshiva, therefore we meet whoever we're around, we go to davening, the usually person's there, it's much more easier for us. And therefore, it seems for some odd reason, today's day and age, it's switched, and the men bring the marriage, not like the Mishnah says, mice of kiva, the isha came. Fine, echshia, mice, well, the whole thing we should do is try to take care of the third problem of us, not exactly what to do. Today we have cell phones. Not in yeshiva, outside yeshiva, cost cell phones. And they have a third bayah of the ma'aseh, you do not know what to answer the Rav, and usually he's asking you questions. So they just make sure when you go to the Rav, she has her cell phone with you, you have it with you. And therefore you call her and ask her in the shayla, and therefore get, at least get the story straight, the cholo pachas. Go out and hear what to answer, I'm not exactly sure.
What's the pshat in drop-off boxes?
So what happened exactly in Mochevet or other areas, I'm not exactly sure. It's due to lack of time, and Batsim it was not the best thing. And it's echlami. It depends really how the paskin. Some people don't seem to make a difference whether the first day or the seventh day. If you could write a story there, it will be usually better. Sometimes they have no idea what to write, or they write a whole long story with no shaykhs. It's a problem. It's a problem which it's due to the fact that gedolim b'zmanenu don't seem to really have time and not to make paskin. And as Vadisef writes about this in the end, it seems that a lot of people don't want to get chayes up sacked upon the shoulders, and they really should. And if it's a bayat, it's by default we're stuck with this area. It's a problem.
Is it right to be machmer and make believe stuff? Especially like on Arab Shabbos.
Again, Nashi Klein says that he says, Ben Moshe that he says, it's. They have points there. I do not know how to answer. The Sefer Oyim Ani Choyim on Maisi discussed it. He says I'm holding Maisi for men to do it. He says it's said for the men to do it. Agam he himself writes. He brings down these Ma'amar Koymis by Moshe Mishnah Lachas, and he's not exactly sure when you especially when you need the Isha to be the Mitzad Agosh or Mitzad Tlias. He says certainly in those cases the Chor the Isha should ask. Any the Maisi on Hogan seems to be not that way. Is it better? I don't know.
What's Shabbat with that? They still go?
They still go. The mice they go. You see that they rotate door to door. They go. The mice that's the Hogwarts for the Darius they bring down. The spawn bring down. The Hogwarts for the Noshim take care of it. For Safra, it's her mitzvah. Fine. Again, I'll be the Cheshbin, the woman should go. The mice, I'm not telling them the woman should go. No, that's not what I said. Mice, they're embarrassed. People are embarrassed. That's the Matthias. The mice are like, yeah, will end up being for you. Either she'll end up being Mach or Mekel. It's not good for you. Had either chorus or instead of being machmer. Neither one's could die, so therefore we don't do that.
I'm right up to
everybody.
That's
what I'm saying. No.
Sometimes
it's accidental. And that's you. What do you think you're talking for?
I'm saying.
Fine. No, so the mice, you should have a different door, you should go in the rabbits in, and something's embarrassing. That's true. The mice, I see Friday afternoon by Reuben, the woman who sit there, the mice, they do come. They do, the mice, they do. And it's not never the Americans. The Americans never are there. The only ones are there, the Israelis.
10 years, once a week.
By where?
By Reuben,
the mice, they do come. They do, the mice, they do come.
Sometimes the husband's not around, lady has to go.
fine. If she has, she has to. Or they could do what Alav Nosham does too. Then either Mach or Mekel. Fine. Which is wrong. Fine. That's from the Mishnah. Again, it's a very important thing to know. You're talking about yourself and your own wife exactly what to do. Drapple boxes needs a big beer. Exactly what happened over there? Not sure. Fine, now go through the halacha. Maisa in the Sifid Chesed is a Sifid Alf etzim we start off with the halacha that we have to know if Shaykh came from the Makar. That's Sifid Alf and onwards. Sifid Chesed is a second, that's really the Mishnah on Nanzano base. The Mishnah on Chesed base, Shaykh, we know what it's talking about, it's Shaykh came from the Makar. It's Lamata Mechagura. Shaykh to be came from the Makar. Now we have a second point. Maybe we have a clear that came from another Makar. And came from the Makar. Shkito, basically, because some, a second point. And that means all these halachas, Yitchest, Yitzhak, Kof, and onwards, it's disgusting in the case where it's not Lamayla Machagur, it's not on your shirt, unless you're in the stock or the cartwheels. But let's say you know you didn't do any cartwheels. All these halachas we're discussing a Taliyah. We only need a Taliyah when it's Lamata. Lamayla Avad, you do not need a Taliyah. Now, first, the shot over here is you have a Taliyah, you went through a Shukshat to Bochim, or let's make it practical, but my native, let's say it says to me a Tshuva, you walk near the Beisak of Yosha. Fine, it happens that Beisak of Yosha, there's Shkit over there, that's Mamash Akeh Shukshat to Bochim, there's dam all over the place. I pass by, you get there, you get red, you have no idea why, but my said that's what goes on over there. I'm not sure exactly how it gets outside, you just walk by, but that's what does happen. That's the Matthias. Now, you walk through a Shukshat to Bochim, so. So the halacha is you're turning lahakol. Now the question is, all halachas are clear. This is a regular klal sovdam on lakula, or something more than that. So the way that chornim is iski in starko, there's a gemara daf mtes in chulin. The gemara over there says that a person did shchito, you're doing the bdika to the lungs, the reo, the maisa, you find a chsaron over there, you find a hole. So if it's a very narrow area and mistoma, you end up making the hole, glam the double, you made the hole, even though it looks like it's a trefa, you can be make hole. In the case of a trefa, the reisa, locha with glam the double, we title. So we have a gemara and that been testing the chulam, brought down a locha and simulam above in Yerodea, that were title even by the reises, even by the reises. So effective gdola achrenim, what is the chiddush over here in Mishnah, we're title by case of the rabbanim, what says of kiva, some en lahakol for the rabbanon. The mice, the gemara says clearly, even by the raises, utaylo. Again, we have a case of a lung. We're not sure if it's a treif or not. Come along, the gemara, and the gemara says it would be toilo upon it, even by the raises, because the stomach, when he went to go check the lungs, he himself made the hole. He himself made it into a treifa. So the ikemah of the place can go with the kid shulchan aruch left in the simlo. He says that really depends. There are two cases. There's a case which is with glaim l'dova, and even by derisus will be taylor, even by derisus. And then there's a case that's not with glaim l'dova. Then only by the bonds will be makel, and that's why in the Shulchan Aruch it says we're going to be taylor over here in Sifid Ches. In all cases, even if it's a chash rochok. Therefore, let's have an example. Let's say it's a case of chash rochok. They have three begodim. The chance to hit just the bottom begad, and not any other begodim is a chash rochok. But ma'isa, sometimes l'hokol by the bonds will be makel. Or another case, you have a makah, shouldn't it be? However, what happened, maybe you rubbed it, maybe dam came out, and maybe the dam went onto your skirt, like kind of like a svegsvega, still it's a chshash rochok, therefore the mice will be makel. That's a chiddush. However, let's say you have a case that's reglaim ludover. They discuss you have dam, let's say in the meraglaim, or you have hemorrhoids, other cases, we'll get to the different cases, which are reglaim ludover. Even by dinner of chshash teraisha, that she had agosha, why she went to basic yisra, she had agosha, she had tashma, she had meraglaim, these cases of chshash agosha, come on the place, even by the rices will be makel. Even by the rices will be makel. That means it comes out, what's the klal over here? The klal is by the rices, when it's reglaim ludover, lamaisa will be makel. How by the opponent, even it's not reglaim ladova, even if chash rochok also will be makel. That's what we see from the sugya in chulin. The different levels of reglaim ladova. The reglaim ladova are being matzai, valak. That's so. And the reglaim ladova that's less than that. Reglaim ladova is matzai. When it's matzai, I mean, I don't mean reglaim ladova. Matzai will be a case of the raisa. When it's matzai, you will get a matzai. You have to get to. And then there's something that's not matzai. That'll be a better lashon. Even though they lose Lashu Glam Ludov, but the Chor means Motzah, not Motzah. Fine, that's the Sifid Ches, that's first the Klal. Now this halacha of Tlias, first of all, it's going to say it's Lav Dafka, even Dina Kima could be, even the Gimel Yom Rishonim, even Shas Fest, even when the Yimei Shloshim or Chodesh, Meister Post can say we're totally Hakan on Tlias. Except for maybe a Makkah the first 3 days. Chutz Mi Makkah, the Meister can be totally. Now, also the klal is dafka, again, we said it before, it's dafka when it's on lamata from your chaluk. Now, just to be clear, we have a klal ein machlik tuma me tuma lo tuma. We're not be machlik mokum mokum. Now that's sayla kula sayla chumro. That means whether you have a maka that cannot get to the mokum unless you went from place to place, the chumro will be machmer, or the kula will be mekel. Also, either way, it will be mekel. Either way, the kula the chumro will say ein machlik tuma lo mokum mokum. Just the gedah says the chodeshan is. Let's say we'll get to that place only if you roll. Let's say go from your maka to your leg, and then it has to roll down from that area. That he says is not machzor b'mokum l'mokum to the chodeshani. That's nichol all one in your one mokum. Says to get a mokum l'mokum, he has to go from one place to another. Rolling down is all one mokum. Sa'ilukula sa'ilukumra, but also all one mokum. Now again, we have this halacha of k'sam l'tern l'hokul. That was a very interesting shayla to discuss. Can a person put himself in that situation? She knows she has k'samim. She knows it's even maybe it's going to happen or period. Can she put herself on b'mekel? Meaning, she paint today. She paint today. Go walk through shuk shal tabachim. Because she lahachis feed her kids ketchup or lasagna. Lahachis. I'm ladas. I've already feed the kid. That's your dera. Can you do lahachis? And oh, I have a clear, no problem. You know what? It's my tachtoinim. You know, I have ketchup in my hands. And I'll put my hands inside. Take it out. Gvaldik, you know what? I found. What do you know? I have a clear, no problem. That's usually what happens. But by the end, we don't usually find the skirt.
You were tzvayin. That's
it. So in the case where it's you have tzvayin. Oh, so the shell is, what can we hold between tzvayin and that? So the first shell is, can you do it? Can you buy something? Put your hands inside your tachta. No, shell my soul. So, come on the place, can I say there's a difference between big day tzvayinim and the loch of causing yourself to make a tliya. Cause yourself to make a tliya, what are you best me doing? You're making yourself do a bonon. We'll have a cloud numerous times, Gurta Mishnagura, in Simon Yud, Simon Ayin, and other places. You don't make a Savag Dabon Lachatchila. It cannot be Goyim a Savag Dabon Lachatchila. Now why exactly is it being Mavazit in the Rabbonon to be Goyim it? Whatever the Svar is Achoinim say, and the Bethlehem is Machloik, because Bichodesh is not the way, but the Neashtra is Chalopotas, go like Mishnagura and Pinim Godim and says Lachatchila, you cannot be Goyim a Savag Dabon Lachatchila. You cannot do Lachatchila. The Be'ezim Atliya is what? Gorim Atliya. Gorim Atliya comes along with Paiskim, says you cannot do that. In fact, I myself, what's the head of Big Day Tzimoinim? Kizir lo gozu chachomim. You put yourself in a matzah, the chom will not go yisir. Now it's Tzimoch upon Atliya. So we're Big Day Tzimoinim, the Maisa says the Paiskim, Yiladu lach atchilo, and that's an eighth of the Sazer Amor Yiladu do. But the Gorim Atliya says the Paiskim, do lach atchilo, misad, can you want Gorim Atliya, not because sad, that's the way you live life, but Gorim Atliya, the Maisa, the Paiskim, a machmer. Now just to go through cases, now we see the Pesach Tshuva over here being down from the Siddur Torah and the Chumash Neil, different cases, and I'll spoil for why they go through different cases. The klal should be simple. It best if you end up doing Shemush, you learn through different cases, or you go through different cases, you learn by Etzim what the Gedder is. And they basically say, Tein L'chochem V'yachkem Oid, and you have to understand the cases to know how exactly to apply it. So just, I'll go through quickly the cases, how to apply it. What the place coming down, very simple. One case is if Isha usually has a nosebleed, which rather my daughter showed me last night, and she seems to have a cancer. She had nosebleeds for absolutely no reason. I can't figure out exactly why. So I say a person has nosebleeds, about it could be toilet. She has it 2-3 times a month. Last night she gushing blood all over the place. She goes to sleep at night, wakes up in the morning, blood on one side, her head on the other side, while she just flipped around, doesn't want to sleep in the blood. The mice says, oh, he's a whole bed full of blood. The mice says, that's close. If it's a tumor, the mice says, is no problem. Why are we toilet upon it? Second case being down is whether it's always for Tanagurlum, which we have got to Tanagavis, Menena, who hopefully no one lives with chickens in the house. Another case being down is with snuff, says the Pesach Tshuva. I think the Menena and Noshim do not take snuff inside their nose, but it's another case. Another case is because if you take a kid and you wrap him up with the red, mice, hopefully your diapers do not leak, get good diapers, pampers. Mice are fine. Another case of being down. Another case of being down is about girls wearing red clothing, which gotta see once in a while, they do wear red clothing. And we mentioned last time before, of tznias, chukas akum, again, it's against Indian Kabbalah, and they should not wear red. But let's say they wear something that's night to the red. Fine, because that no Muslim wants to say that it's mortar. Where exactly they get it from? Yeshlod and Yeshlayin. Fine, but no Muslim wants to say when it's night to red, it's mortar. Therefore, also sometimes you have purple, it would lead to a person to have red upon them. That's another case it can be told upon it. Another case of Paiskim doming down, which I've seen in Shemush for some odd reason, they don't seem to wipe themselves that well because they have to go run to take care of a kid. Mice sometimes you see an acrid color, also for that reason. But the ick of the case of what's in the gabe is Manenu, is for example, let's say your wife or even the husband is a doctor, or she's a nurse, or a rifa. Mice says they have a lot of time to get dam upon themselves, they have absolutely no idea why and what they have dam. Anyone who works in the hospital or works as a nurse, the mice said they have clear, they have dam on the skirt, they have no idea why, about the portion is a clear. Another case is say a person's a painter, you have a tliya. Or another case... Most of the times, yeah. It's somewhat recent, it happens. Again, most times ago it doesn't happen. But once in a while it happens, that's enough of a tliya. It's a like a shukshel tabachim. It doesn't always happen, but as long as it's shaykh to happen, it does happen. It might say it does happen. It does happen, you have a tliya. No, Again, you have to judge out of every case, but someone reason, I don't know, I've gone there. Someone reason I get blood, I don't know.
Is there surgery like
no? If it's not shaykh and the place is clean and no one on that floor had any problems, just say there. But mice, they wheel people around. Everyone seems to have things stuck up the arm. Everyone has IVs. Everyone seems to have it. There seems to be blood all over the place. I don't know. It seems to be that way. Now, the main case the place can say, but negative is manenu, is basically the food they have in the house. Today we have petal maisa, we have ketchup, we have red candy to give a kid a lollipop. Now, things I've seen myself when I give to the Rav, I've seen people bring over sheets and the Rav says, it's makeup. We have blush today. Why they put on, looks nice, I don't know. But maisa, they seem to have makeup. Another thing they bring to Rav, they eat tacos today. The maisa, the little things, little pieces, even on the particular cloth, they found tacos. Kind of clean your hand, you put it next to the taco bag. I don't know. Maisa, we seem to have these red things around the house. And this, as the Chodoshani brings down, the Mishmash Tara says, because Manenu is Kamat not Shaykh to have not to have in the house of Tliya. Kamat not Shaykh not to have a Tliya. Now, the get of Tliya means you have to know for sure you're Isaac in it. I mean, you have to know you gave ketchup to your kid, you gave lasagna to your kid. You have to know that you did that during the day. What? We'll get to it. No, we'll get to Shkito. But no, if you know Bavada you gave it to him, we'll get to the Simcha Bay, you have to get to the Kval. Mice, you know for sure you gave a kid a red lollipop. Somehow it gets to you. Now, usually what happens with Manenu, it's usually on the skirt or on your bed. But very real, it's not on your tachtonim. It's not possible, usually, unless you didn't wash your hands or went to the bathroom. So therefore, you'll come out and never really see a shadow ghost to Rav. I've seen it once in a while, a couple of times. They have sheets and they have skirts, but very rarely. Those things come out, always you'll have a tliya. You just have to ask the Isha, did you do this thing today? And usually she says yes, because we have so many things around. We have every day in yeshiva, we have red. The mice, we always have things around that are red. Usually always a red lollipop or something like that, or ketchup. Some other reason always seems to be going on. If you have that, and Ichlami, your skirt's fine on the tachtonim. That's kamat not shaykh. You wash your hands after you eat. You went to the bathroom. What would happen that way? If you won't have a tliya unless you did lahakas, which is nice she can't do. Now she did not wash her hand and she went to the basic. You said kenzayin echanami. She gave ketchup. Could be you have a tliya. Could be. Then you have to know if you can tell the difference. But if not, you would have a tliya. Fine. That's first the klolim in Sevi Ches. Those are the cases. They say also if you make food for your husband, you have meat or fish. The same exact klal. Might say there's dam or there's red. The meat has juice. Same exact local. The klal is very simple, the Piskechuv ends off, I call the fee royce ain't a moira. But again, that means the moira has to know what's going on, has to ask the question, the isha should be there to answer it, and he has to know the metziah. Sometimes people just don't know what's going on. But you have to know exactly, call the fee royce ain't a moira. That's Sifyut Ches. Sifyut Ches and Alokha back, can you tell upon your son and upon your husband? Now why always it say, Pano or Bailo, Pano her son, they're not daughters, I have no idea why. Don't tell me there's a chilek that the shach says because you're close to your sons, you're not close to your daughters. Don't tell that to me. Mice, you're close to your sons, you're close to your daughters. You hug them, you kiss them, you love them just as much. Bono is fine, but mice, you still love them. The mice are here, and the mice there's no chilek between your sons and your daughters, and the mice the loch is the same. They do discuss, however, there's a chilek between their children, their small children, and older children. Now, Tashis, we'll have to get to which cases. The place can say there's a chiluk. They come from the Aruch HaShulchan. It really depends on what household you're in, how you're brought up, what type of society you're in, and really the akol lefi inyan. Akol lefi inyan. In certain houses, even younger children, no shaykhs to the mother, and it depends. Some older children are very close to their parents. So the klal, let's say older and younger, first of all, does not mean bar mitzvah. It means older and younger, and the klal means akol lefi inyan. That's the pashtus. Now, the klal also your husband, it means dafka when he's mutter, when he's otzer. He has a makkah, you cannot be toilet unless during shechita, she walks by close by. The locha of that you can toilet upon his makkah, or thing that he touched, that will only be toilet upon when shaykh to touch her. When is during the Zainakim, it's not shaykh, the maise vadefi machmer. Now you may vest the maise with Nagia's mutter, on hoga, the maise can be toilet upon it. So basically the call is very simple, if a shaykh be toilet, yeah, if not, not. They do discuss a shaykh, let's say she says, boyly, I did not touch my son today. I always touch him, I love him, I kiss him, I hug him, but today the maise I didn't. What's a loch in that case? They come along the Mishmer Satara, Lamaisa, you won't say Milsa Ramila, and therefore Lamaisa, you can't be Mekel. You said you can't be Mekel. Milsa Ramila, she does not know for sure. Maisa, the Bada Shulchan says, he missed the Meiri. The Meiri says, before the Sugan and Zion and Vase, Meiri over there says, the Maisa, even Borilo, the Maisa, Api Machmer. Just like we saw other cases of Borilo, that she's Nemon. If she's Borilo, the Maisa, she is Nemon, and therefore the Pasuk can have the Maisa Meiri and Chor. If she's Borilo, the Maisa, she's Nemon, and therefore cannot be Samech upon her husband or her son. That's first the what case we're discussing about her husband and her and the child. Now,
why is this too? Maybe Borilo means she knows she wasn't around.
No,
case
with no, we're discussing the same case. The word is the same case. Oh, well, so that's for, yeah, you can. We'll get to the first. Now, over here in Sifri Test, the first is a shiloh over here that we read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, be told upon your husband and upon your son. And then says that the Isha, if she has a makkah that grew a scab, and then the shakel, the scala that she touched, she rubbed it, and dam came out, then will we makel upon her when the shaykh that she rubbed a scab? What happens when the husband and the baal has a makkah, they have a scab? You say the same thing by the husband, maybe he rubbed it, or she rubbed it, and the dam came out. Or no, dafka by she herself. So you read the Shulchan Aruch says, kishem shetoyle ba, kach toyle v'mino obayla, they're both equal, just like in her by the makkah, where she, maybe she rubbed the scab, who didn't ba baylo v'mino. Now, there's a machlokes we showing at some about this, if it's true or not, that those who want to be machmer, the Yatziv says, Allah al-Maisi, you have to be machmer. However, Iker, the Rajba is claw, and the Smag is claw, that even by she herself, will be told upon the makkah of her son and her husband, even though it has a scab. And that's what the Piskachuva brings down from the Sam Sofer. That's how the Iker the place can go. There's no chiluk between she and between her and her kids and children. Maisi and the Mekel. How far the Mekel? So the Paishkin is a Chavadah, says we Mekel only on a Beged. Why? He wants a Taina, just like on a regular case, you can only when you Osama Alma, if it's only on a bus, not a Beged, be Machmir, who also says a Chavadah, it's not worse than Osama Alma, therefore it can only be Toyla on a Beged, not upon a Basar. Lamaisa, the Paishkin do not go this way, they have him for Shem Iri again. Maybe says the Toyla upon her Basara, also when he finds down upon her Basara. Now, nearly, I would say, really depends on the child. If it's an older child, how in the world to get a dam and a basr? Or an older child would not touch a mother on a mokum basr that's mukhus, let's say. A younger child, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, won't make a difference. They seem to always pull the mother's skirt down. Not exactly sure why, but they always seem to somehow get underneath and somewhere and somehow. So mice on a younger child, I wouldn't be titled upon a makum basarum. That's cool. What I would say. The swam don't seem to say this clearly. That's what I would say. But mice in the swam seem to say that locha is like the Miri says, now so you'll be told upon the child. Again, you have to know which child we're talking about, we'll be told upon it. There's one other point that being down Sifi test, which really we discussed in Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph, the Piskachuva wrote down the Panam Iris, it says the whole time stick of Kesem is only by an Isha, not by Benoam Baila, there's no Ksum by an Ish. There's no Ksum by an Ish. That means a man finds upon his baguette, on his pants, he finds Dam. We're not going to tell upon Isha, we machma upon the Isha. We're not going to machma on the Isha. Ain't someone loy the Ish loy, but no, it's only someone the Isha. That's what Panam Ira says. Come on the Peskachuva and bring down for the Mude'ar, that is Mephorsha to Sefta against it, and if you blab Tzorachim Godel, and Betzim they want to be machmer. Now first, where the answer to Sefta, the Numus Achonim get involved with the Gears of the Sefta, we'll say Tari Seifa the Sefta, it's Meshubis the Sefta, who says we pass loy the Sefta, Machloikis, and Beikir, Roy Pleitzim, and Meister say there's no Kesim. By a Baal or Bana, it's only by Isha, the Chachma Zodim, the Masham, the Stipel has a letter about it. They say we pass because it's only Kesem by an Isha.
Why should we say
that someone will come and talk to you? No, so which way? And the Shaykh came from her, straight from her, let's say the Shaykh came straight from her, and that would be Machlim and Machlim. Unless she touched her hand, and then touched her. In those days, there are no Tachtoinim, went straight from her to him, to the kid. Myself, maybe we should say it went straight from her. Let's be told it came from her. The kid has no idea where it came from. So let's tell it came from her.
We found out the kid.
What? For Kabbal Tumah, not Makabbal Tumah. If it's more than a gris. So Lachor should be the same thing as Sedim. So the Kasha is, it comes to Makaris to ask Kasha. One to Sefta. Second, they say, what's the difference between Karako or Sadinim? Karaka Sadinim, the Sadin, she goes to sleep on the Sadin, she wakes up, finds the Sadin, dam, everyone agrees, before Shalachim tomorrow, that says what? Because if it's more than a Kriya, it's Tomei. So why is the Sadin different than worse than the husband? Kasha, the Maestro, those who want to come along and say the Sadin is Mucheter, it's like her Beged, something she used, she slept with. The Maestro, her husband, is something that's his, it's his, it's not hers. It's not Messiachester. So it is, it has to be Messiachester. Something she sat on it. Something that she slept with, she slept with it. His beggar, the mice is his, it's not Messiah's to her. The Xer was whatever's on her or Messiah's to her. That's one way. Rabbi Yasha comes out of the in-between Mahalak. Rabbi Yasha being down Meshmer Satara, he wants to say, Erech Lami, if he slept with her, you have to be Machmer. On his Ksamanat, but something that he slept with her, and therefore while, and something's only happened, it's over amount of time, he says you have to be Machmer. If he Stam said they walked together and somehow Dam came upon her, be Mekel. But since the Yisud of Sadinim is what? He's there over, for a long time, Kovbal, he slept in Sadinim, he wants to say Hudin and the Baal also have to be Machmer if he slept together. Erech Lami, it makes an in-between level. However, Ikka the place could seem to say there's no Gzerik Sam on the Ish, only the Isha and anything that's Messiachus back to her. So again, that's the case. It's not Miyad. No, it's not Miyad. They want to say. Oh, this is Miyad Shasha goes to my Dereises over here. That's the Dereises. Not to make some. Dereises, it's a separate ballgame. That's the cash that you have to answer. The right, that's the right. The Shasha Dereises, no, they each, the Ksham by Noshim. That's by Noshim.
Are you saying they're all Miyad?
No, that we don't need miyuchah by noshim. Yeah, I mean it's all there. It's by noshim or machmen the ksamim them, and it's miyachet to all three of them. It's miyachet back to all three of them. Fine, sifchof is really not our sugya about being having a makkah and a piyah omo. It's really a different sugya about the sugya of makkah. But just the side they discussed via what's the get of regilus. So we mentioned in the beginning again the side according to Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is if it's Rakel by Derais, they can make a Motzah, so they want to say it depends. If it's not Gosha, the Motzah has to be three times, maybe two, but Ikka three times. Over here, when it's Rakel, it's Yidach Pi Oma, and that's why he says that Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, why the Maestro Mekel? It's Shash Tashmish. Maestro Shash Tashmish, it depends, and then L'chu Yev Abayah, but Derais. So if it's Derais, L'chu Yev to have Rakel three times. If it's Drapon, it's Samim, they say one or two times. Why, again, the Gang Ram over here, the Shiloh, if you look at Achronim, what's the gedel of Rogel and Motzah? It depends on Chashash Dereis and Rabbanon. Dereis will be Mekel if it's Motzah, and Rabbanon will be Mekel even not Motzah.
Three times, how often?
So the way the Rashba's case gather is once, twice a month, or twice, three times a month. They get involved with, that's, yeah, look at the tshuvas they get involved with. There are numerous tshuvas about hemorrhoids, tons of tshuvas about, everyone seems to have a drop different gedels. In Kamen Kamen to discuss it, but again, as numerous from just right, you have to ask Rav what to do with hemorrhoids, that's the maskana. So they just end up asking Rav, it's not clear. Because it also seems to be hemorrhoids depends upon also the hormones, and sometimes you get it, I don't know the materials, but they bring down, that seems to be based upon your hormones, if not every time you seem together, so you have to be told upon where they're holding in the month or whatever. Fine, Sivcha Bey is a sugya of Savgim of Beshuk Shal Tavachim. A person in Beshuk went through a Shuk Shal Tavachim, Maisa was Alocha, they came from Azrua, we're not told upon it, we're not told upon it. The Vart, the Svar behind it, Azrua says it's a Savik Tliya. What's the word in that? Kliya be'etzem is a suffix if the dam came from her, or it's from Makim, or it came from a shukshal tabachim. Here you have a suffix kliya. You have a suffix if you have a kliya, which be'etzem is a svek sveka. You have a suffix if you have a kliya, and even if you have a kliya, you have a suffix came from Oysa Makim, or it came from a shukshal tabachim. So it comes along the Paiskim, based upon the Gemara, and the Gemara says, by a suffix kliya, l'maisa you have to be Makim. Why? Be'etzem is a svek sveka. Svek sveka. Now the Simus HaPoishkim is not mechalik whether she's Musalek Estamim or not, whether she's Muberes, or Zekena, Lamaisa, all cases will be Machmer. So Kshavro, Lamaisa Ayis, it's Svek Svek Lachumro, Musalek Estamim, she has a Cheskes Tyro. Lamaisa says, Abadei, Simus HaPoishkim is to be Machmer. Agami, the same Tyro seems to say not the way, but Lamaisa, he said the Pashas is to be Machmer. Now, the Shalit discusses how to understand this together, how to apply it. For example, Isha finds a Kesem on a skirt. 5 hours later, she finds a maka on her leg. Can you be toilo that the maka was there when she had the kesem on the skirt? And the kesem she found in the morning, the maka she found at night. She's not sure if she had the maka when she found the kesem. If she had the maka during the day on her leg and in the morning, and she had the kesem on her skirt in the morning, you're toilo. Gevaldik, shalmai, it's all no problem. Now you're not sure if you have a tli or not. Why? You found the mak at night and you found the dam in the morning. I give you toilo the makrayo. What is this be'etzim, says the poiskim? They came from the masham, or the meyosef, or others. They want to say, it's mamas shuksha avashal, suffik if you went through a shuksha tabachim. It's suffik tliya. You're not sure if you have the makah, b'shas, you found the kesem. Now be a dover, not to argue with people. Meyosef, let's say you found a kesem on your skirt. 5 minutes later, or a minute later, you find a maka on your leg, a vadi toilet. Because the past minute, he's not banging leg, no cut happened. Avad, you know 100%, the maku was there, but Shas, he found the kesem. So not the aside, you found it later. You found it later, if you know you had it before, because by default, either you see it's dried up already, so it must be there beforehand. Or because you know the past minute, he's not banging leg, it must be there beforehand. Avad, it's not a suffix, Avad is Avad Tliya. The case over here is what happened, is you have a sub given Tliya. Maybe the maka happened later on, maybe it was there, but Shas, you found the kesem. A suffix clear, what's halacha? They want to come from this halacha. It's a svek sveka, same as side of the ozerua. Suffix you have a clear, and even if you have a clear, who says this dam went onto your skirt? Svek sveka to be machmer. The shell only they have to ask to understand it is be'etzem, what's the case of an isha? She has a mako, she has a scab in the morning, she has a scab at night, she found upon the skirt middle of the day, dam, what's halacha? It could be told upon it. Now why? You can say what happened, she rubbed it, dam came out and hit the skirt. Batim got the same baya. The horse is suffix tliya. You're not sure, first of all, what happens. You have to have dam come out and hit your skirt. You're not sure if it hit your skirt or not. One. Well, you're not sure if you rubbed it and dam came out. Batim was a scab in the morning, scab at night. Even tell me there was no scab in the morning, beseder. Maybe a scab came later on. My sister, she woke up in the morning, she found the scab. At night, she still has the same scab. We're saying what happens in between middle of the day. There's a scab there, she rubbed it, or cracked it, or whatever happened, and dam came out. And therefore, she has a tliya. Batim, it's a suffix clear. She's not sure.
Matthias
can happen. Very nice. Matthias, it could be they have a clear. She has a suffix.
No, it's more of a Matthias that it's shaykh to happen.
Well, why is it more than Matthias? Maybe she went to a shuk shot abachim. Maybe the in those times that all the shuk shot abachim, she doesn't know she went to. No, she didn't win. They had the shuk shot all around. She's not sure she gave ketchup to the kid, didn't give ketchup, but Shaykh gave ketchup to the kid, not sure.
Yeah, you crack a scab, so Dom comes down an hour later, it's closed up again, you don't know the difference.
So you don't know, fine, so you're a suffix if you have a clear. That's what you tell me, I'm not sure if you have a clear. Why? 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 That's a locha, I'm asking, but I don't say what's the one behind it? What's this for? Is it safe because of a sex shaker? You still have a clear? Why is it regulus? Depends how. Is it true?
She's working in the kitchen.
Is it 50% chance?
Regulus says yes.
I'm asking that's the cash over here. That's the cash. That's the cash. I'm asking regulus says yes, and we have some overshot the bach mavadi will give me machmer. What's the chilek? Again, the only one I saw, I thought so others, but I saw that today the chodeshani is cash. He's not saying it's derechless galley. I'm not exactly sure. I'll rather leave it as a kasha. Let the oilim try to answer it. What exactly the chilek is? Not exactly sure how to answer this kasha. But Maisa, Seifel Seifel's floor should be a suffix clear. That just should be. Now, Maisa, again, if you're not sure if you gave ketchup to the kid or not, Maisa, Avada, Avada, or Machmer. Any time you're not sure you gave your kid something, or lollipop, Avada, or Machmer. Even if it's oilim every day I gave it, so what? 50% shit I gave my kid a lollipop. So? That's Vada in the whole entire city. That's a ghetto of Vada, like Chazerim, it's a ghetto of Vada. Why is this a ghetto of Vada? The truth is, how many times do you think a scab opens up? I've had scabs. They open up maybe 10% of the time, 20% of the time. And plus, you can tell it really opened up or not. If it's very thick, still be toilet.
Very often, it just pokes and the dam falls out.
No, if it's very pussy and you see Echanami, that's fine, that I hear. But it's not talking about. There's no such thing, it's posse, not posse. Any scab with
Chayshish. Once it's a maka that's moisty down, it's like a vada, because
it works with their eyes. Why is it vada? It's not moisty. We don't know if it's maka moisty down. We don't know. Had a scab in the morning, a scab at night, you know? Now, and it came out, who said to hit your skirt now?
Once you have a
maka moisty down, it's not, it's a soft open up, the dump coming out. A soft is going to hit your skirt or not. That, of course, should be a sex cycle.
You said a maka with dam even helps for a
No. Only Motsi. That's not Motsi. I don't think it'll help her dry stuff.
So it's a suffix.
No, it's a suffix. You'll hit the skirt. Who's going to hit the skirt? All right, something to think about. We'll discuss. Fine. That's one Shiloh. Fine. Simchov Gimel discussing the case of different types of colors. Now, if a person is Isaac and red, toilet upon red, black. Red and black, Isaac cannot be toilet. Now, red and red, what means to be toilet means anything is close to being red. The place can say, let's say you know for sure this red is not that red. Wants to have an example, let's say petal does not look like blood for sure. If that's so, then a chlami cannot be toilet. If you do not know for sure, once you do not know for sure, the maisi can be toilet red upon red and black upon black. The question is, why cannot be toilet red upon black? The locha is that only four damim in a toilet of the maisi machmer. Only four damim. One of them, what's the fifth? One black. What's the third of black? It's red that was shalaka that turned black. So red can turn black. red counter black. Why don't we title it red upon white title red upon black, black upon red? If it's locker, that changed. Oh, so the different truths, which even it won't be the different terrorists, I'm not sure that's true. One test I want to say it only turns black inside the glyph, not outside the glyph. So Maestro, in this case, it's outside the glyph. The Maestro, without your painting or diamonds outside the glyph, won't be title upon. That's one option. Another option you want to say, you only say you would title the Chumra, not Lakulo. The black over here would title the Ming Machmi, here would title the Hakul. Another story they want to say, if you turn black, both should turn black. Not Mustafa, that one turn black and the other one stayed red. Either both turn black or they both stay red. If they're both in the same area, same place, they both should turn black.
Turns black when it dries out, or...
Obviously,
black?
No one seems to... I'm not sure.
Let's go to local. Is it to the color change?
Turn black.
Or
not brown.
Dry
black.
Out?
Black. Not brown. Fine. Now, there's one.
Play time.
Fine, just one other point, just quickly, is that... There's a Kivegi and Sivchav Gimel. Kivegi brings down a Shaila about that mice in these cases are Efshel Avruye Adei Zayin Tamonim. Efshel Avruye Adei Zayin Tamonim, if see if it's Dam or see if it's Seva. Now, in those, it's a Gemara about him that says he can test through Zayin Tamonim, is Baneinu Lamaisa, we can test not Fakim. So, look at what happens with Baneinu that Lamaisa, we're not sure something is blood, something is not blood. Not sure it's blood or not. What's Salochal? So Batsim, when he gets to the Siflamid, I think it is, we'll see that Loch is, we do not Zayin Samonim is Manenu, and therefore the Machlokes are placed given what's the Loch of Bimachma Mekel. No, well, next time we'll get to Siflamid, get him out of the shadow, what's the Loch of Das Shaitim? What's the Loch of Manenu? We don't know. Is it to be Machma or to be Mekel? And then we'll get back to next time.
What did you say about
it's Laman Al.
Mine's down.